The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross. Remember those failing schools around the country that were shut down and reorganized as a way to turn them around? Wondering whether it's working? We'll find out in a moment. In Camden, New Jersey, Wiggins Elementary School was one of those public schools that was plagued by low scores and a testing scandal. And so, given that nothing seemed to be going right, they applied for a $2.6 million federal transformation grant. And they got it, on condition that they retrain teachers, overhaul the curriculum to focus on reading and math, and bring in specialists to help tutor kids needing extra help. But the biggest change was firing the old principal and hiring Lana Murray.
I'm up for the challenge. We have a lot of issues here in the school, but we can do it.
And so far it looks pretty good, which it has to if she wants to keep that grant. Whereas last fall, none of the kids in the kindergarten were reading at grade level, today, three-quarters of them do. The magic formula? Was it new textbooks? Was it computers? No, not just that, says Principal Murray. It's the teachers. They have a different attitude. They now take direct responsibility for student progress.
Before you used to hear, well, I taught that. Why didn't they get it? Now the conversation has turned to, how is what I'm teaching affecting the child?
The turnaround model where principals get fired for low test scores can sometimes backfire, as it did in Seattle last month. At Ingram High School, almost the entire faculty, along with 160 parents, turned out to demand the principal be reinstated, which he was, on condition that he show better results a year from now. But around the country, and certainly at the Wiggins School in Camden, there's a feeling that gradual change doesn't cut it anymore.
What has been done in the past has not worked. So we have to do something differently. Public education has to change if we're going to survive.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 1st, 2011.